keep up on Diane. And it's nice to know our prayers are moving forward.
Thanks, God.
She's moved out of hospital now. She's at home. Which is a blessing. This is that happened. Well, she died a year ago, just over a year ago, and she's out in hospital now. So that's a miracle in itself. We can continue to pray for Andre because he's a. I believe he works full time as well as looking after his wife. So if we can lift him up with strength, sure. I'm not.
Who's their mom? Is it what?
Diane's mom and our sister. There's people around that care for her. I'm not sure where she stands regarding. And I know for a fact she's out and about, she's mobile, so she can move. I'm not 100% sure I have to speak with her. Personally, call it speaking with her. I'm not sure where she stands on fully communicating. I know she's currently doing a speech, therapy, but I'm not sure. I have to pray. If we can pray, she does recognise people. She's great. I'm sure she recognises her husband and others around. But I'm not 100% sure whether she recognises people because of their family or because they're there all the time and she's sort of used to the face. So I'm not sure on that. I will bring clarity on that. I'll have to ask. But yeah, if we can pray on that. But she's moving forward, which is the key. She can get out and about, which is great.
Can she still do things like praying in tongues, or does she know that she's
that's
a believer? Sort of
I don't. That's the, I have to check. I don't want to say anything.
Right.
But I'm not sure.
She acknowledges
the music. But Andre is very much a music person. So she's fully acknowledging that. Yeah. Yeah. They're both singers. So I don't know whether she can. To communicate yet, so that I will bring clarity on that.
Interesting, you're bringing this up in my, because we can play on this, but I've had, you know, Yvette, and she's been trying to communicate with me. I had a call kept coming through and I kept missing it, a number.
I did that from.
We know him, Ben.
Yes.
We do know him. Anyway, I've got hold of her. We spoke. And she, I won't go on too long with this, but she, we got chatting. It was like, you know, we'd known one another, and I can't remember the last time I saw her, but it was just the Lord and the Middle East. And she was sharing people, names that I knew there. They're not all our probably known fellowshipping together. They seem to be sort of scattered around, but interestingly, they still keep contact from what I gather. She didn't mention about anything about Diane, whatever, but she mentioned a bit about herself because she did ask for prayer. She works in psychiatric and she's really involved more in the clerical side and everything. And she's got another 5 years to go and she said, I need all the grace of God to be able to make it to the end there because I can imagine it's not an easy place to work in. Here. anyway, she's got some health issues, blood pressure and those things like that. But we have a very nice talk. She said, I'm going to pass on, you know, our conversation to the others as well. And she said, you may get some phone calls, whatever, so I don't know. So I'm just wondering if something's not opening up again after all these years. I mean, you know, we can never limit how God works, you know. So coupled with praying, dying, can we also pray on this, that, you know, we would obviously be open, and again, the Lord brings it, you know, in that right time of way, and if we could lift these people up, you know, these, we have contact with them, and we know the enemy got in there, and it's the usual thing, he tries to scatter and do the work that he does, but if God has decreed a thing, it will be completed, whatever. So could we just incorporate that?
Kim, sorry, did you give her link for Fellowship on Tuesday?
I did.
Yes.
So she's going to try and get in on, which I, that thanks for reminding me, which I'm going to mention. If somebody comes in, she probably won't come in under the name of Vivek, but if you start talking, you will see that she's coming from Birmingham, whatever. So yes, she has a detail on that. Yes, she mentioned it. Right. It's gone back now. Is this recently this has happened? Well, then there must be communication done. Some result to it. Well, that's all. Let's do this. Hallelujah. Thank you. Father, we lift you our prayers, intercessions. Lord, not only for the good news that's happening with Diane Reed, and Lord, you are raising her up, but also a rekindling of connections, Father. And Lord, we just look to you, Father, and be led by the Spirit. For Lord, they are your people, Father, and Lord, we used to fellowship years back. But Father, we are praying for a reason, and they have come up for a reason, and the phone call that I had is for a purpose and a reason. So Lord, I pray that we would just be sensitive and open to the Holy Spirit to be led in whatever way, Father. And Lord, indeed it would be a blessing to be able to fellowship and meet up with these people in the way that you lead and guide. And Father, I pray that you will help them to come online as well. And we come against any hindering spirit that tries to stop this. We rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we confess the blood of the Lamb over this now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Shiva, 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 Shiva